This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump told West Point's graduating class that their job will be to defend America's vital interest and not to fight endless wars in faraway lands. In his commitment address to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Mr. Trump told more than 1,000 graduating cadets that the job of the American soldier is not to rebuild foreign nations, but to defend and defend strongly the United States. The president came to West Point at a time of tension with U.S. military leaders over whether the military should be used to quell nationwide protest over the killing of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody just last month. Anti-racism protests took place around the world Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd. Anti-racism protesters continue calling attention to the deaths of two more black men, who one was found hanging from a tree in California, another who was fatally shot by police outside an Atlanta restaurant. The Atlanta police chief resigned hours later. Meanwhile, in Europe, far-right activists scuffled with police in London and Paris. The confrontations happened as more Black Lives Matter demonstrations unfolded nearly 3 weeks after George Floyd died at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee to his neck. Protests turned violent in France as riot police fired tear gas at some protesters while arresting others during anti-racism rallies in Paris. People gathered and chanted "No justice, no peace" beneath the statue of Marianne, while also vandalizing storefronts and holding up various signs of black unity. The first clashes erupted after 3 hours of peaceful gathering, in particular in deprived city suburbs where rights groups say accusations of brutal treatment by French police occur. This is VOA News. The Minnesota agency that represents retired public workers say that former Minneapolis police chief or police officer Derek Chauvin is eligible to receive pension benefits during his retirement. This is years after, if he's convicted, killing George Floyd. Chauvin faces 40 years in prison on charges of second degree, third degree, and manslaughter charges in the May 25th death of Floyd. The Minnesota Public Employees Retirement Association said in a statement that former employees who meet length of service requirements qualify for benefits regardless of whether they quit or are fired. Citing state law, the agency says those payments are not affected by criminal charges or convictions. And again, Atlanta's police chief has resigned after an officer fatally shot a man who snatched an officer's taser and ran during a struggle in a restaurant parking lot. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced Police Chief Erica Shields' resignation Saturday. The mayor told reporters she does not believe the shooting of 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was justified. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation said Brooks resisted attempts to be taken into custody after he failed a field sobriety test and a struggle ensued over a taser. A video does show Brooks appearing to point an object at an officer while running before he was shot. Protesters on Saturday night shut down a highway and set fire to a Wendy's restaurant where Brooks was shot. Globally, there are more than 429,000 people who have died from COVID-19, and in the U.S., that figure is more than 115,000. The number of confirmed infections globally is more than 7.7 million, and in the U.S., more than 2 million confirmed cases. Brazil has now overtaken the U.K. and has the second highest number of deaths and continues to have the second highest number of infections. The southwestern Beijing district of Fengtai has put itself into a wartime footing after a cluster of coronavirus infections centered around a market sparked fears of a new wave of COVID-19. A district official told a briefing that 45 people out of 517 tested with throat swabs at a market had tested positive. The market was shut down at 3 a.m. local time after two men working at a meat research center had recently visited the market and were reported to have the virus. The market, again, was shut down at 3 a.m. It was not immediately clear how they may have been infected. 11 neighborhoods in the vicinity of the market, which claims to be the largest agricultural wholesale market in Asia, have been locked down within 24 hours and guards put in place. Via remote, I'm Tommy McKinney with you.